We just teased a big announcement. Well, it is no secret that we have made some changes to the show this year, although we initially kept the content of the show the same between the hours of 6 and 9 o'clock, starting back on January 6th, when we came back from Christmas break. We did shorten the show, and that was met with mixed reaction. When we started this new time slot, we had always intended to reevaluate after 3 months to determine whether it was working, and if it wasn't, what could we do to make it better? Well, now, having done this for 3 months, we definitely think it's time to address a few things as we go forward. Over the past week and a half, we've had a series of meetings with our general manager, Dan Bennett, our program director, Jeff Catlin, and the three of us have met privately for hours to come up with ideas that we could put into place. Change number one. We've only been doing 2 tickers an hour for quite some time, but it's not ideal. There are so many people waking up that don't know the results of the previous night's games. So starting next week, we will be going to 3 tickers an hour so people can be completely filled in on the sports news of the day as soon as they wake up.
And by the way, that's the way we used to do it.
Yeah, it is the way we used to do it. Yeah. And it was better back then.
Yeah.
So Baldy's going to get a little extra load, extra playing time.
Yeah, I hope that's good with you.
Yeah.
Change number two. It's no secret that we don't take enough calls on this station, and there has been a lot of internal disagreement about that, and so we're going to take some more calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Peel back the curtain. I'm finally getting my way. I want the P-Wolves George to is have the one, their voice.
Yeah, we didn't agree on all of these initially.
Right.
But you won us over.
Change number three. We've been doing a character every day for a long time here at 840. And every time we do a character, we always have people complaining that the voice isn't good enough, or it just wasn't funny, or the characters are tired. And to be honest, characters are a lot of work for Gordo, writing them, getting into character, trying to stay in character, etc. So the three of us have talked a lot about this, like a lot, and I think it's time to sunset the characters, at least as an everyday thing. We still will, time to time, check in with a favorite character, but in general, with the shorter show, we want to do as much fun sports talk as possible without having characters that people are tired of getting in the way.
I don't know where to start on that one.
We're still doing them every once in a while,
George.
Better,
okay. I'm just not going to say anything. Forget it.
It's a lot of work. You know what I've said about this. It's a lot of work, and it takes a lot out of you, and you've done it for so long, and people are kind of over characters now. They don't want characters.
Okay.
They would much rather. All right. You can't tell me that someone's not going to want to hear your funny story of whatever, getting a vasectomy or something like that over.
I would say a story can get tired too if you tell it too many times.
50 million times.
Yesterday.
Plus, there's more serious things going on that are good to cover as well.
Right. Which leads us to number four, and this is probably the most controversial. We have stayed away from politics for a long time just because it seems to make everybody mad no matter what we say. But there are so many things going on right now with the current administration, with the reaction to this current administration, etc., that we feel we should speak out on what we see happening in our country, because our democracy is too important to lose. And we felt it would be good to put all of our political content into one segment. So this segment, as of now, this 840 segment will be our regular Musers Political Takes segment. So let's talk.
Okay. You guys saw the story of the, I think it was Pete Hegseth had put in the group chat, there was the editor of the Atlantic who was in on, he got war plans in this group chat that they were having. And they're talking about war plans and bombing Yemen and so on.
It wasn't necessarily war, it's just one attack.
Okay. But it's still, you cannot have this sort of irresponsibility going on in the administration, and it's being publicly transmitted to the editor of a publication.
Yes.
I mean, it's incompetence, and I don't understand how people can just be okay with this administration hiring such incompetent fools.
Can I sound off on tariffs? I don't know if it's leading us down the right economic path. It's alienating all of our allies, even our non-allies, alienating every single country around the world, is mad at us now. And our stock market is plummeting, and we're going to end up paying more for consumer goods. I'm not sure it's a good idea.
Hot. Are you guys sports done with your little liberal love-in?
No, thing? Okay, but George, I know that you're the conservative here, but this a Republican administration is supposed to have great stock market. That's the big upside, right?
It was up 400 yesterday.
Okay, but yeah, that's because it's been down so much before that.
It takes time to adjust to
I just wish you'd
system.
Admit you made a mistake.
Look, I think the best way to put it is we finally have a president that'll stand up for America. You mentioned tariffs or tariff. That rhymes with sheriff. We finally have a sheriff for the border. We finally had a sheriff for the world.
Okay.
Who will stand up to the nonsense that goes on, and it's so one-sided.
Now, don't give him political music.
No, I just think we finally have a guy who stand up for America, and it outweighs.
And I
is it
agree.
Perfect? No, but it outweighs.
I agree that the border is an issue that should be taken seriously. We do have to guard the border.
Yeah.
But, and I do like that he is cracking down on a lot of the gender craziness that we've been having to endure and has been stuffed down our throats, because everyone can look and see. I mean, there's, you got guys and girls, and we know that. And yes, there's stuff in between, but we don't need to just make this something that we've got to talk about constantly.
A daily back
acting like it affects everybody's life.
I love a lot of what he's doing. I love taking back the Gulf of Mexico and making it the Gulf of America. Anyway,
there's some good ideas.
Yes. Just a few political opinions that we're going to have every day at this time.
We're trying it out.
And tomorrow I want to talk about Matt Gaetz. I have a thing prepared at 8:40 for Matt Gaetz about just a review of all the ridiculous stuff this guy's done.
Okay. All right, it's 8:48 on the ticket. We'll get the invasion's reaction to this next. All right, we'll talk to you this afternoon from the April Fool's Open, Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie. Players start around 4 o'clock. Ought to be a great time. The April Fool's Open on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, and boy, such a happy day, and so many P1s seem mad right now. We just announced some of the changes that are coming to our show. The last segment, we made some announcements. We're adding another ticker, an hour. We're going to take more sports calls. We're also doing away with the everyday 840 character, because people are kind of tired of characters, and we're going to start talking politics at 840.
Can I sound off on tariffs?
Craig sounded off on tariffs. Jay says, wow, terrible decision. I don't care about your politics. P1 Jacoby says, cannot believe we're doing away with the 840 bits. Political Talk Next Gem says, political talk on the Musers is the beginning of the end for you. Worst mistake you've ever made. Today is the day you drove a wedge right into the center of your fan base, and there will be no coming back from that. Big, big mistake. So, some mixed reviews. I would say mixed reviews, but I don't see any positive reviews of this.
Isn't it incredible how many people still fall for an April Fool's joke? Isn't it unbelievable? I mean, we used to do this back in year one or two of this show. This is 30 years ago, but eventually we determined you just can't get away with it much anymore. But we got away with it this morning. So many angry people about our show changes.
And I can't tell you, even us just pretending and acting like that, it just sounds like the worst mistakes for our show of all time.
I got a text from our buddy Danny, and he said, I love the bits. They're brilliant, but we've all grown up, and some deeper topics will be interesting. We'll still listen to you guys.
Oh, good. He's going to still listen to us doing our political talk at 8:40.
And I responded, April Fool's, and he goes, oh, no, you totally got me.
I received a text from Lando that simply said, what is happening? it's wild people believed that.
Yes.
Especially because, like, once you said the political talk at 840, surely that would be the sign.
Right.
Come on.
Why went ahead and started it today.
Yeah, went ahead and started firing off.
Let's get wound up about something here.
Why would they think we would make that change? Like, man. We have little or no interest in talking politics, period. To make it an everyday 840 staple.
Well, happy April
Fool's. Happy April Fool's, everyone.
Yay.